The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
Well, I said I was going to move on from the coronavirus after the break. However, there is more breaking news moments ago. The NCAA has announced that the men's and women's basketball tournaments have been canceled. No March Madness, no Final Four. They have been held every year since 1939. 1939, first time ever. March Madness, men's and women's basketball tournaments, not just postponed, canceled. Which means there will be no national champion. Will they take the number one team in the polls today? I have no idea, but unprecedented. And again, this is the last place that I want panic. This is the last place on planet Earth that I want people to listen to me and become panicked. So be calm. Don't panic. It's not time for hysteria. But this is serious. This is serious. How serious is the virus itself? That's yet to be seen. We really don't know. All of this flurry of activity, is it an overreaction? It's going to be quite some time before we know. We don't know. But as I continue to say, not trying to be melodramatic or sensationalistic in any way, just it's true. This is uncharted territory. Never been here before. The impact on America and the economy will probably be greater than 9/11. Now, let me just throw something out. I am not suggesting this is true, but I'm throwing it out for thought and prayerful consideration. I believe in Bible prophecy. All right? Is this God's worldwide judgment upon the human race? I'm not saying that. Is it God's attempt to gain our attention? Well, yeah. It was like when 9/11 happened. A lot of preachers were saying, well, that was God's judgment on America. It could have been. I'm not going to say that because I don't know the mind of God. I am certainly not in any position to determine whether God is judging anybody or any entity or any country. But a lot of people were saying that. However, at 9/11, I said, I am not going to say that this is God's judgment upon America, but I did say, and will continue to say, God certainly wanted to use it to get America's attention, and I would say the same thing about this. We are facing something out of our control. We are. We are facing something out of our control. Okay, back to the prophecy thing. Here's what I know. We are closer to the return of Jesus today than we were yesterday. All right? Where does this worldwide pandemic fall in God's calendar of prophetic events? I don't know. Now watch, there are going to be a lot of televangelists. There is going to be a slew of books out. And I could name the names of about five guys on TV that are going to, they probably already got the books out, you know, on how this exactly fits into prophecy. And don't buy the books. Okay. But, all right, here's what I want to throw out for consideration. I know we are closer today than we were yesterday to the return of Jesus Christ and the rapture of the church. I know that. I also know that in the end times, there will be one world church and there will be one world government ruled over by the Antichrist. All of the governments of the world will willingly lay down their sovereignty to one government entity. We know that. Yeah, I don't care what your eschatology is. I think anyone who knows anything about Bible prophecy would agree that in the end times, we will have one world government ruled over by the Antichrist. Now, what would cause all of the nations of the world to surrender their individual sovereignty to one government? A lot of people thought it was the United Nations. And many nations of the world have surrendered their sovereignty to the United Nations. America has not, and other nations have not. I think the United Nations is part of the forerunner of one world government, but we're not there. I've often thought it was going to be climate change and global warming, that there would be such hysteria about global warming, climate change, that the nations of the world would say, we've all got to unite together into one government in order to save the planet. And that's still possible. But what about a worldwide pandemic where thousands, maybe millions of people die? And the suggestion is, you know, this is going to happen again. It's going to happen more often. And the only way we can handle this as planet Earth is to pool all of our resources and surrender our sovereignty. I'm not saying that's happening. I'm just throwing it out as food for thought that the more worldwide crises we face, the more willingly people on this planet would be willing to give up their sovereignty to stave off a worldwide crisis like another pandemic or even global warming and climate change and so forth. Something is going to have to happen worldwide that would set the stage for one world ruler and one world government. Something's going to have to set the stage for that. What will that be? I don't know. And please don't misunderstand what I'm saying. I'm just saying that the more worldwide crises we face, the more willing the nations of the world and the peoples of the world, the more willing they will be to surrender to the authority of a man and a government that promises the world, I am the answer. My government is the answer. We have a lot of globalists already who believe that that is the only answer. We need one global government. There are a lot of environmentalists who are already at that point. A lot of them. We're going to have a lot in the medical community that are feeling the same once we get through this. So again, I'm not into conspiracies. I'm just saying this kind of thing could set the stage for continued fulfillment of biblical prophecy. Interesting to think about. All right, we are going to take a break. And when we come back, I am planning on moving past the coronavirus and getting to other news of the day, unless there is more breaking news during this break, which is possible. It's been coming fast and furious today. We'll return.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
I just read something on Facebook about this, the virus thing. Yeah, I know. I said I'm going to move on, and I'm going to move on. Just, folks, don't panic. Don't do dumb things. And don't run to Costco and buy 78 rolls of toilet paper. Toilet paper! This virus affects your respiratory system. And yet people are hoarding, getting in riots over toilet paper. And that's what we've got to avoid, is this public panic. Okay, done. I'm done. I'm finished. I'm over. Moving on to other things. And there are other things going on here in the state of Ohio. Here's an Associated Press story from this morning. A federal court in Cincinnati will hear complex legal arguments for and against Ohio's Down syndrome abortion ban in a case viewed as pivotal in the national debate over the procedure. Now, most of you are aware that back in 2017, the state of Ohio passed a law, passed by the legislature, signed into law by the governor, that prohibits abortion solely on the grounds of a diagnosis of Down syndrome. So in other words, woman is pregnant, they go, they get an ultrasound, they have the test, and the test comes back, your unborn baby has Down syndrome. The parents say, I don't want a Down syndrome baby, I'm going to abort it. If the doctor, the abortion doctor, knows that, it would be illegal to abort the baby simply because of a Down syndrome diagnosis. Signed into law 2017. It has never been put into effect. It's never been enforced because Planned Parenthood, the ACLU, and some other left-wing groups immediately filed a lawsuit. They got a temporary injunction, and it's been running through the courts ever since. Again, quoting from this Associated Press story, the high-stakes hearing follows two earlier decisions in which a federal judge and a three-judge panel ruled the law is likely unconstitutional. Isn't that funny? Likely. They didn't rule it unconstitutional. They said, well, it likely is. It has been on hold since it was enacted. The Sixth Circuit Court has moved to the political right recently based on new appointments by President Donald Trump. Quote, in another of the Ohio case's legal twists, and this blows my mind, absolutely shocks me. Let me read it verbatim. In another of the Ohio case's legal twists, a group of mothers whose children have Down syndrome have sided with the ACLU of Ohio, Preterm Cleveland, and other abortion providers who brought the suit. Now, I know several parents of Down syndrome children. Every single one of them. Love that child, adore that child, embrace that child, and are so grateful to God that they didn't abort the child. I've known many parents of Down syndrome children. And yet here is a group of mothers who have Down syndrome children who are opposing a law that would protect Down syndrome babies. The mothers, again, let me just read it. The mothers argue the law, dubbed the Ohio Down Syndrome Non-Discrimination Act, actually perpetuates discrimination against their children by singling out their genetic anomaly over others. Can somebody explain to me how that makes sense? Here's a law that protects their child from being aborted. And that they're saying, well, it perpetuates discrimination because it singles out their genetic anomaly or others. If they love their child, why would they care? The mothers wrote, this is what the mothers with Down syndrome wrote, quote, why Down syndrome and not spina bifida or cystic fibrosis? We fear it is because those in the Down syndrome community are readily identifiable, sympathetic, and bring so much joy to their parents. But our children should not be co-opted to be the sympathetic faces of a political campaign. How jaded can you possibly become that you would oppose a piece of legislation that would have protected your baby from being aborted because you don't like the political party, the political group that have introduced the legislation? So in other words, it'd be better that my baby would have been killed rather than support that political right pro-life people. It's just, I had to read that about four times. Wait a minute. These are really mothers of Down syndrome babies that are opposing a law that would protect their children? Are you, what? I thought, nah, I got to be misreading it. And I read it again. And I must have read it wrong. So anyway, this is going before the entire Sixth Circuit Court. And I think the most important thing in the whole story is, quote, the Sixth Circuit has moved to the political right recently based on new appointments by President Donald Trump. The president may drive you crazy sometimes. He may cause you to cringe sometimes. But that's the primary reason why he was elected, to change the American judiciary, and he's doing it.